listen, again, it's a great achievement for the boys. As you say, it's just the third time in 4 years, so we're very happy. It was a very tight match. Middleton's big, strong, physical side. And again, I suppose we had to match them today and try to play a wee bit of football. And it took, I think it was maybe the 80th minute before we got the goal, so it took a long time, you know, and there wasn't really much in the game.
And you sort of knew from early on it was going to be that sort of type of game, it was going to be a tight game, and it's one of those matches that just one goal was going to separate you.
Yeah, it was quite deceiving, actually, in the sense that when you looked at the pitch and stuff, and it looked a lot better than it actually was. When you were on the pitch, it was very wobbly and things like, you know, and our guys would, their preferred method of play would be get the thing down and pass and play and move. And it was actually quite hard to do that today because the ball was sort of bubbling all over the place. So, again, but sometimes that's, yeah, just have to play with the conditions. And thankfully, we battled and we worked and we got the goal then in the end. But, yeah, well, it was, a goal was going to win the game, you know.
Yeah,
there wasn't much in it.
And at that stage, with 8 minutes plus injury time to come, the player started to tire, but it was a good header from Jack Doherty after a good cross from Mikey Freely, I think it was.
Yeah, Mikey put the ball in, and again, yeah, Jack got in between the centre half and the left back, and he got his head set. And was as you say, it was a very, very good header. He got down that. Listen, Jack's has real quality. Like, you know, he's up playing with Harps at the minute, and he's in with the Irish schoolboy team. You know, he's a real proper player, you know, and he made a huge difference actually when he went over to the right side. He caused a lot of problems for their left back. No, I thought he did well.
Yeah, it's special when you won a national title, but it was more special today because it was an emotional day for everyone involved in Cairndonagh Community School, because the one was dedicated to your former teacher, Liam Monaghan, who sadly passed away last September.
Yeah. As you say, every time special, but this time it was a lot sweeter in the sense that Liam was very much heavily involved in soccer in the school. He was involved with the young lads. It took a lot of those young guys when they were in first year to an All-Ireland title. And as you say, he sadly passed away in September. And we just thought, as a mark of respect to Liam, you know, it made today's victory that wee bit sweeter. We got, thankfully, a new kit sponsored, and as a sort of a tribute to Liam, we had his initials on the back of it, which is something that's going to stay in the school. And again, I think it's a nice tribute to Liam and all the work he would have done.
Yeah. What's been key in Inishowen this last 4 years that have seen Cairndonagh lift 3 All-Ireland titles?
I suppose football, it's quality of players, you know, and we're very lucky at the minute that the quality of players that we have are probably at the highest it's ever been in Inishowen, and there are factors in that, I suppose, in terms of a lot of the guys been involved with senior clubs and academies and things like that. And again, but it's just that the particular group of players coming through at the minute are of a very high standard. And again, as well as their ability, they've also got a very good attitude. They're a great bunch of young players, like, you know. And say, I've been involved with them for a while, and it's never been anything other than a pleasure, because they're very easy to deal with. There's terms of their effort and their commitment and all those type of things. You know, they're first rate. So no, I can't speak highly of them.
Yeah, and it's a big achievement. It's a big achievement as well to win it back to back, to win it 2 consecutive years. So it is, because it's a hard thing to do to win it in 1 year, but to go on the run that they did. Because if you think back to the semi final when you were 3-0 down at one stage, this might not happen. So to achieve it back to back has been tremendous.
Yeah, and again, that's a testament to the boys. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they're a very good bunch of fellas. Like, you know, and as the effort and work, and all the effort and work that they've put in, was rewarded with that, with getting to that second final in a row, and ultimately they won it. It is very sweet. There's no two ways about it.
The journey will be a noisy one home, but it'll be a lot shorter, so it will.
Listen,
Martin, well done again. Congratulations to you and to the school, and in particular the boys, but on all a fantastic show, and All-Ireland champions again, back-to-back winners, fairy tale stuff, and congratulations to all involved.
Okay, listen, thanks very much. Cheers, all the best.